Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now, being a CEO, as we all know, is already not an easy job. But imagine this, becoming a CEO in the middle of a pandemic for your own family business. That would be pretty tough, right?
That's a drama series waiting to happen, I tell you. Our next guest actually took over the CEO role from his uncle at the start of the year.
Wow. Well, the new CEO of ornamental fish service provider Tianhu Corporation already has an ambitious target in mind. He wants to bring the company's revenue across the 100 million Singapore dollar mark.
Yeah, and he's got even bigger shoes to fill after Tianhu released their financial report last Tuesday. In fact, according to the report, Tianhu has reported losses of 1.4 million for the financial year 2020 ended December 31st, a 257.9% plunge from the 920,000 earnings it reported the year before. So that would be earnings from 2019.
Well, that's a really, really challenging picture. This translates to a net loss per share of $1.28 and a net asset value of $43.81 at the end of the fiscal year 2020.
Yeah, but if you put that in contrast with 2019, right, it reported earnings per share of 0.81 cents and a net asset value of 45.71 cents. At the end of that year. So how do you bring Tianhu back to the top? Let's find out from their CEO and General Manager China Operations at Tianhu Corporation, Yap Kok Cheng. Kok Cheng, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time, and it's quite a treat to be able to have this conversation with you. You guys started out as a pig farming business by your grandfather and granduncle. For those of us who don't know, give us an introduction of Tianhu.
Tianhu is an integrated ornamental fish company that deals with live fish, and as we are also a manufacturer for a lot of wide range of groom accessories, pet foods, and pet accessories. We do have our plastic business as well, and then in recent years we have ventured into aquaculture, which is the cultivation of the put fish. Mm-hmm. And this is our new evolved business, and eventually will be in important sectors and a new engine of growth for the group.
Yeah, you know, you have a very bold outlook for Tianhu. But with that, I want to just understand how big and how important is the ornamental fish service market? Before we move on to, you know, you're talking about food fish, but just talk about the ornamental fish for a second and a bit of your background in the company.
Well, right now the core business still spends about 80% of our business, and we have actually developed ourselves from guppy farmers into trading and export. And then right now we are exporting to 80 countries in the world, and we are exporting our aquarium accessories to about 60 countries in the world. So I think we are exporting also from Thailand, Malaysia, China, Indonesia. So, you know, We frankly are taking a lot of market shares in the world. I think right now we are on the way to becoming the world number one fish exporter in the world.
It's quite interesting. You have been with the company since 2004. You've taken over as CEO on the 1st of January. What was your career path in Tianhu? I mean, what kind of roles did you fulfill to get to where you are today?
I actually graduated in 2004, and then answered the family course, go to China for the expansion. Mm-hmm. And then, so since then, I have been in China for the past 16 years. And my role in China has been very dynamic. I mean, I've been working on the fish distribution business and export business, aquarium accessories business, as well as in 2017, I was leading the aquaculture push and set up farms in China, Hainan. So I have been moving around China, taking up different roles within the company. And yeah, so that has been what I have been doing for the past 16 years.
Well, Kok Cheng, you know, whenever we do interviews like this, we're given, you know, a list of notes about the person that we're speaking to. And one of the notes that's been written about you is that you got the job after several rounds of rigorous assessments. I'm really curious to know what that's all about.
We do have a management training program, and that was back in 2005. And then there's about a total of 9 candidates, and we're all posted to different countries. I mean, some in China, some in Thailand, and some in Singapore, heading the research and innovation. So we will have to take up different roles and challenging position. So so for me, I think because I was posted to China and it's a new and challenging market. So picking up different projects. And along the way, the management actually assessed the capability of the candidates, and along the way, there are people who drop out as well. Mm-hmm. So that's how we are selected. Yep.
But the family dynamics must be quite interesting, you know, where you try to manage that when it comes to business. I understand your uncle is still executive chairman, so very much the business still within the family. He's quite a character. He signs off, we understand, as Kenny the Fish. But do tell us, what's it like in terms of family dynamics within a business?
So when it comes to business, I think we all know our defined roles.
Sure.
Right? In family, I know he's my uncle and things like that, but when it comes to work, we know what we need to do. Mm-hmm. So, but I think being part of the family, I think we are very close. And this family dynamics actually bring us closer while doing business. I mean, we all help each other out. And yeah, so I think the dynamic is quite good in this setting.
Oh, wow. Even when you disagree?
I think in all business, everybody will have disagreement. But at the end of the day, I think we will have to put the interest of Qianhu in front of everything. So at the end of the day, I think we just have to make the right decision.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm sure that last year, during the pandemic, and you know, when we were told that there was a pandemic and the rollout of lockdowns and all these sorts of restrictions and challenges, that was a time where I'm sure you had to come together as a family. How did COVID-19 affect Qianhu's business?
Well, COVID-19 affected us on many fronts. And if you look at the different crises that we have faced before, like SARS, which is very similar to COVID, and I mean Asian financial crisis, but there's actually a differences between all these crises. So, because our live fish business depends a lot on the aerospace supply chain, and then we do have a lot of flight disruptions, and you know, no flights to anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. As I have explained, that we're exporting to 80 countries. So when the flight is reduced, I mean, it's SIA cut down 90% of their flight. So we got no access to a lot of markets in the world. And that has affected us a lot. And we do not have this problem during the SARS and also the Asian financial crisis. And also during the first half of the year, many countries are experiencing lockdown. And that has actually affected our operations in different countries as well. I mean, we are not able to run the business as usual. You know, in Malaysia, the MCO, Thailand lockdown, and China lockdown. Well, these are all the countries that we have operation in. So it actually affected us a lot. However, I think in the second half, when the businesses are resumed, and more flights are resumed, we see the pickup in our second half business. Mm. Yeah.
And based on that, you know, looking ahead at 2021, what is your stand? You're feeling optimistic on being able to stage some kind of a recovery?
Yes. I mean, like, if you look into the second half results, we actually improve in terms of our top line and bottom line. But because we did an impairment on the Brutus, and that's why if you look at the results, we have a loss. But if you look at the operational level, we are actually profitable. Yeah. So going into 2021, I think if the momentum is right, we should be able to see the recovery. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
That's great. Earlier, we were quoting some pretty bold numbers in terms of your hopes and your plans. I mean, where do you want to see, numbers-wise, where do you want to see Qianhu? Because obviously, when you look at the numbers for last year, they are a little bit disappointing.
Yes, I think for 2020, we do have to discount a few months of results because we do not have operation and not allowed to do operation. I mean, in Singapore, we do have the circuit breaker for 2 months and then also in a lot of countries. So looking at 2020 results is actually not indicative in some way. Unless I think in 2021, COVID situation worsened. Mm. And which is not likely because I think we have vaccine coming out and things like that. So we are actually optimistic that we should see better results in 2021.
So am I right to assume that you're looking at your results from 2019 as a bit of a platform for your outlook in 2021 and, for lack of a better choice of words, semi sort of writing off 2020? Is that sort of an approach or an attitude helpful?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But just looking at 2020, if you don't mind, what are the business segments took a hit? Any chance you could share with us?
Okay, we did an assessment, concerns assessment on the value of our Arowana Brutus. And then so happened that one of the species is having low production as well as the market price is falling. So So during the process of the assessment, the results of the assessment is that it has a lower recovered value as compared to the carrying amount. That's why we did an impairment.
For that you can't really say it was COVID related in that sense.
Yeah, it wasn't COVID related. Sure, we are constantly assessing the value of our brooder stocks, and yeah, this is one of the regular process. So even without COVID, I think this thing happens. We do periodic assessment.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, Hook Cheng, ornamental fish is not one of those businesses that often comes up when we're talking about successful businesses coming from Singapore. So that's why it's so fascinating to have this conversation. But earlier, you've talked about being a leader in that sector, but earlier you also talked about other types of aquaculture, fish cultivation. Where is the trend moving and where do you see Tianhu with regards to that trend?
I think we have been building different pillars of growth as we evolve. And aquaculture is a very important segment right now. And as you can see that even in Singapore, the Singapore government is very focused on 30 by 30 goal on food security. And we can see that during the COVID, a lot of supply chain disruption and You know the price of all these agriculture products can go up if the lockdown, if the disruptions happen. So it is a great segment to work on, and I do see great potential in it.
I'd like to touch a little bit on the industry that you're in, and especially how we are almost a month to go before the Singapore budget. You know, with all this talk about transformation, digitalizing, improving, and sort of dealing with this post-COVID era, what are you hopeful to see when the budget eventually comes around in about a month's time?
Of course, I think during this year, GSS has been quite helpful to companies like us, and I do hope government can continue to extend their support to businesses. With a lot of grant coming out to help company to transform into digitization. So I would hope that the government could give more support in that aspect.
You're expecting the support has to still be around for at least another year.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously that's, short-term support, and we hope that this pandemic will be a short-term thing. But out in the longer term, it's worth noting that the United Nations today gave a dire warning about planet Earth, talking about catastrophic temperature rises. I'm bringing this up because you're in an industry that will be impacted by what happens to the planet, what happens in the oceans, in the seas, in our waters. Is that a challenge that you have been thinking about?
Yes. We are always innovating and trying to find ways to grow the aquaculture products in a controlled way. We envision that we will be looking at automation. We're looking at new high tech equipments or systems to actually help us keep the fish in a controlled environment. I think that is very crucial with a lot of uncertainties in terms of the environment, diseases going ahead. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for being a good sport. We've been speaking with Yap Kok Cheng, the CEO and General Manager China Operations at Tianhu Corporation. Certainly wish you the best of luck taking on your new role and for 2021. Thanks again for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.